You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
The following message was presented by Pastor Ken Klaus on the Lutheran Hour. Its title, Pushing the Parson. Now here is Pastor Klaus.
In the first sentence of my first sermon to you as the speaker for Lutheran Hour Ministries, one thing needs to be said. That one thing is this: Christ is risen. For those brothers and sisters at home, or in the hospital, at work, or on vacation, on the road, or relaxing, who have rightly responded, "He is risen indeed," I give thanks to God for you. Your acknowledgement of this divine resurrection truth of Jesus' living victory over death is a joy to me, and a source of great gladness to your Heavenly Father. For those faceless friends, unknown to me, but still dearly loved by God, to whom these words contain an as yet unrecognized mystery, allow me to share that believing in this truth determines your residence for all of eternity. Because so much depends upon these three words, I invite you to listen carefully as this day we preach a changeless Christ to a changing world. And make no mistake about it, the world is changing. In 1930, when the airwaves first carried the voice of the Lutheran Hour's original speaker, Dr. Walter A. Meyer, into city and countryside, the world was different. Back then, children said, "Excuse me," when they walked in front of you. Back then, the man's reputation was every bit as important to him as the money he was making. Companies were committed to their employees, not to a multi-million-dollar bonus given to a CEO who was making good his escape before the company closed. Back then, athletes were still amazed that they were being paid for playing a game they enjoyed. The world has changed. People got married first, then they lived together. Closets were for clothes, not for coming out of. A meaningful relationship meant getting along with your cousins, and fast food was what you ate during Lent. Back then, time sharing meant togetherness, not computers or a condominium. A chip was a piece of wood. Hardware meant a hammer and saw. And software, well, that wasn't even a word. Back then, grass was mowed, Coke was a cold drink, and pot was something in which you cooked your supper. In honesty, I cannot say that the world was, in all things, better back then. Cigarette smoking was fashionable. Infant mortality was high. A trip to the hospital usually meant a final farewell to family and friends. Then or now, the world was still a sad and sinful place. Nevertheless, the world was different. Back then, a minister was known as pastor or parson. The word parson was not a nickname, but a title, and it meant the person. Often the parson was one of the best educated men in the community. He ranked up there with the physician, the lawyer, in importance. Our day has seen his demotion. The parson is no longer the person in town. And because of sad scandals that have all too often surrounded his scandalizing fellow clergymen, he may often find himself close to the bottom of the list of respected individuals. His word is no longer law, it's opinion. Vice. It's not always welcome when it comes from him. His style and his sermons are subject to severe scrutiny. Seldom does anyone point at him and say, "He is the Lord's man." About the best thing that people can do for their parson is suggest that he's a good guy. Since this is my first sermon before you in my new role, no doubt some are tuning into this Lutheran Hour broadcast out of curiosity. You may be wondering if I'm a good guy. That is why I regret that it's my sad duty to inform you that you might be disappointed, although I truly hope it will be a few months or years before you really are displeased with me. You see, the first 3 months of a parson's ministry are about the closest he gets to heaven in this world. Usually it takes at least that long for people to figure out he's not what they had hoped for. It's sad to admit that this day may be the high point of our relationship. It will not take too long for you to find out how imperfect I am. My grammar ain't perfect, and my children say I have a wonderful face for the radio. Not so long ago, during their minister's sermon, a husband leaned over to his wife and whispered in her ear, "Our pastor ought to be on the radio." "You really think he's that good, dear?" she replied. "No," said the man. "But if he were on the radio, at least we'd be able to switch him off." Well, my friends, I am on the radio, and you can switch me off. But I pray that even if you end up switching me off, you won't switch off the message that I bring. You see, it is really unimportant how you feel about me. That's right, it doesn't matter how you feel about me. That's because I am unimportant. There is only one parson here. There is only one person here who is important, and that person is the Lord Jesus Christ. There is only one book that is important here, and that is the verbally inspired and inerrant Word of God. There is only one reason for you to tune into this broadcast, and that is to hear about the living God who comes to us in a cradle, on a cross, and out of an open tomb. There's only one reason for me to be on the radio today, and that is to become transparent. As I tell you of the tremendous gift God has given to you and His Son Jesus, do not turn off the Lord of life. Do not turn off the Savior who took our place by being perfectly obedient, which we could not be. Do not turn off the Lord Jesus who willingly died upon Calvary's cross to be punished on our behalf, so that we might live forever. Listen of Him, learn of Him, live in Him, love Him. Yes, love the Lord who first loved you. Yes, there is only one parson, one person here of any kind of importance. That parson is the Christ, the sacrificial Lamb of God, the light of the world. There is only one parson, one person here. He is not a God who says, "Work your way up to me." He is a God who comes down to us, being born as a Bethlehem baby. He is a God who lived for us, died for us, and rose from the dead for us. Having seen His love, it is impossible for us to think of Him as a God who is indifferent to our needs and indecisive concerning our lives. This God cares for you. There is only one person here, and that is Jesus Christ. In time to come, as it has been in the past, this radio mission is dedicated to the preaching and proclamation of His death upon the cross, His crucifixion, and His Easter resurrection. Paraphrasing what Paul said to the church in Corinth, we gladly say this day, the Lutheran Hour is resolved to know nothing save Jesus Christ and Him crucified in all of our sermons, in all of our prayers, in all of our music, in all that we share. In Jesus' name, we boldly and gladly undertake that duty which He has entrusted to us. We point people burdened with guilt to the forgiveness which is God's gracious gift to those who believe in the substitutionary work of His Son. We point sinful souls to Him who died and came alive again to set humanity free from sin. If you do not yet know this Savior, do not let this day pass without making the acquaintance of Him who has loved you with a love that makes everything else you have ever experienced in the past seem trivial and trifling. If your soul is weighed down by sin, if your conscience is burdened, Do not let this week slip by, this month fly by, this year race by, without taking the time to let the Lord introduce you to Him who has saved you. My co-workers at the Lutheran Hour will help you meet Him personally and powerfully before the end of this broadcast. Make no mistake about it. If you have not heard Him before, Jesus Christ, the Lord of life, is calling you this day. Today, the Lutheran Hour is speaking as the Lord has instructed us, sharing the name of Jesus, the only name by which you can be saved. Today, the Lutheran Hour proclaims God's love, which says no matter what you have done wrong, it can be erased by Jesus' blood. No matter what sin you have committed, you are pardoned and set free by God's grace. And now, before I close, I speak to those of you who already know this Savior, who count Him as your best and dearest friend. Today we extend an invitation to you. Join with us in telling of this good news of great joy, which is for all people. In the 1800s, a parson of a parish dreamed he was hitched to a covered wagon. With love and with labor, he pulled that wagon along the dirty trail. Eventually, he reached a spot that was muddy. Only by a giant tug on the wagon's tree was he able to budge the wagon, and that only a few inches at a time. He thought this to be rather peculiar. After all, the last time he had looked back, his fellow believers were behind the wagon pushing. The longer and harder he pulled, the harder it was to move the wagon. Exhausted, he finally went to the rear of the wagon to examine the difficulty. There he found all the members had quit pushing. Not only had they quit pushing, they were now sitting in the wagon. Not just sitting there, but criticizing him as well for not moving them along faster. With that story in mind, I ask that you will today and in the future give this broadcast a push. Push us along with your words. Tell your neighbors about us. They need God's truth. Push my co-workers and our sponsors and myself along with your prayers. Ask the Lord to use us for His purposes. Ask the Lord to allow us to preach and proclaim the message of salvation clearly and cleanly, not adding or subtracting from the book of life. Push us. Push the one parson, the one person here. Push us as we join with Paul in saying, I have determined to know nothing other than Jesus Christ and Him crucified. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Amen.
Thanks for listening. We pray you've been blessed by hearing this message. This has been a presentation of Lutheran Hour Ministry.